Troy Kuhn, young man out of California. Both came in on the same at the same time frame, Jerry. But that domino actually falls today. Dia Bell, right-handed quarterback out of American Heritage, 6'2", 195, has committed to the Longhorns, the son of former NBA star Rajah Bell as well. Jerry, tell us what this means for the Longhorns.
I think it's a huge commitment for Texas. You know, look, when I went down to American Heritage in May, there was a lot of conversation about LSU and Penn State being the two teams for Dia Bell. You know, when I talked to Dia that day, he said, well, I have Texas on June 1st. I said, what else do you have set up? Well, I don't have anything set up. And I walked away from that, Bobby, and I remember calling you saying, hold on. This doesn't sound like a kid that's leaning to Penn State or LSU here. It's obvious he was leaning to Texas at the time when we left. And then he came to the June 1st Elite Camp, had a really good day. We reported at that time that Texas was the favorite, and we thought that Texas had a healthy lead there. Then he scheduled the FSU camp visit, kind of a throw for them, June 9th. And that was interesting because FSU was the most recent team to offer him. But then you kind of wondered, okay, are they going to be the number two team in this race by him immediately scheduling the visit? Then he went to Ohio State. Then he went to LSU. But ultimately, he decides on Texas. And I don't think we're surprised by this. And people are watching the huddle clips here. Look, I think Dia Bell, there's a lot of things to kind of peel away with this and talk about more than what we're getting into right now. But I think it's a tremendous recruitment, a tremendous win for Steve Sarkisian and his staff. Look, him and his father, a couple of family members came down in mid-March for a spring visit, spring practice, and that's where Texas offered him. So at the time, Texas had offers out the three quarterbacks and ended up being two. Jared Curtis commits to Georgia, but then it comes down to Dia Bell and Troy Kuhn were the two guys, and it was interesting to us that that Dia Bell got a lot of attention from Steve Sarkisian and that staff prior to June 1st. And he was having the weekly calls with A.J. Milwee. It was so similar to the K.J. Lacy recruitment. And there you see, watch all the video of Dia Bell here. And I saw him in person, really smooth athlete, smooth arm, smooth stroke throwing the ball, accurate guy, can make plays with his feet off schedule. But he obviously was the guy, became the top target for Texas in late May, going into June, especially A.J. Milwee went out and saw these guys throw one last time, and Dia Bell's a Longhorn.
I tell you what, Jerry, that's impressive to me is just how well Steve Sarkisian and his group, A.J. Milwee, et cetera, Kyle Flood, Jeff Banks, his offensive staff seemingly recruits quarterback. It's almost like clockwork. This early June, mid-June commitment, whether it's K.J. Lacy last year or Dia Bell this year, and then the previous year, even Arch Manning, made the decision before the real heat of summer came through. And I just look at it, and it's just one more sign of Sark laying things, kind of stepping it up one thing after another after another. And they end up getting Dia Bell to commit. He is one of the top, handful of quarterbacks in the country for this recruiting class. But to me, I tell you what, the reality of it is, it's just further proof that the Longhorns right now are in great shape with them and getting this going for recruiting for the 2026 class. While we're in the midst, Jerry, of the 2025 class, had 16 guys on campus this past weekend. I mean, how do coaches keep up with all this stuff is beyond me. But apparently Steve Sarkisian, A.J. Milwee, they know what they're doing here. It's the third consecutive year where we've seen something almost exactly like this.
Yeah, I think this is a very significant recruiting win for Texas. Moving into the SEC, Texas has had a level of success in Orlando, Tampa area, right, with Tashard Choice and all his ties and years of recruiting in those areas, Jeff Banks as well. Obviously, Texas got into IMG last year with a couple of guys, Jordan Johnson-Bell, who's originally from Fort Worth, but Jarrett Gibson, running back, obviously from Gainesville, that was at IMG. But this is a significant win because Dayton Broward, are not areas Texas has had a lot of success in. They did in one class with Charlie Strong, right? He had years of recruiting there. But to me, this is a Steve Sarkisian at Texas, Texas moving to the SEC win. That's what this is for me. And you see there that field that Diabella's throwing all these touchdowns on, that's American Heritage. That's one of the most talented programs in the state of Florida. Pat Surtain used to be the head coach there when his son, Pat Surtain Jr., Tyson Campbell, Brian Burns, the edge guy, the star edge guy at FSU and in the NFL. All these guys came through. All these NFL players came through American Heritage. And they're still at American Heritage. But now guys that were on Surtain's staff have taken over that program as Surtain's now at FSU. But this is a significant win for Texas. Yes, it's one of the best quarterbacks in the country. Yes, his father was a big-time NBA player for more than a decade. Mom was a all-American at FIU in soccer, where his father played basketball. But this is, again, this is a Broward County school. This is not an area Texas has had a lot of success in over the years. So to get the top quarterback in the state, arguably, and he's from American Heritage, one of the premier programs, and he is a popular kid. He's got something to him when you're around them, like I was in May. He's got something to him. He's got a little something that's going to carry with other offensive players and players in the recruiting class. I just think it's a significant win with Texas continuing to expand their footprint in the Sunshine State. Now they had Cedric Baxter 2 years ago. They had Jarrett Gibson in this last class. They're going after Jamie French from Jacksonville, arguably the leader for a five-star receiver in 2025. And now you have a 2026 quarterback that's one of the very best in the country that has name value, name ID value, besides being a really good player. And he's at one of the premier programs in the state of Florida that produces NFL players. I mean, this is a huge and significant win for the Longhorns today.
A big pickup. Jerry, we're watching this video, and as I'm thinking of this, I'm seeing the situation where I'm seeing a lot of runs from the quarterback, maybe more so than is customary for a Sark-led system. He can actually get out of the pocket and really, really move well.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I think that's the thing is he makes throws off schedule, and he's looking – to pass first, second, third, and he'll run it when he has to. But he is moving in the pocket, outside the pocket. He is doing that to make throws, to go through his progressions, to keep plays alive. So I think that is a real strength of Diabella. I think in the pocket he'll continue to develop. But I think his playmaking just overall is one of his strengths.
All right, that's going to do it. Diabella, special commitment update here. Big man out of five-star quarterback out of Hialeah, American Heritage, has committed to the University of Texas. The Longhorns have their 2026 commitment. If we get it later, we are going to add Rod Baber's video breakdown of Diabella to this video. For Jerry Hamilton, I'm Bobby Burton, and this is your special update. Again, Diabella, 6'2", 195, out of Hialeah, American Heritage, has committed to the University of Texas, quarterback for the 2026 class after K.J. Lacy in the 2025 class, as well as Trey Owens in the 2024 class, and Arch Manning in the 2023 class. Man, they are just they are lining them up in Austin right now, Jerry. It really is something special. All right, we'll have more on this on the Winning Drive and elsewhere. For Jerry Hamilton, I'm Bobby Burton. Welcome. Okay.